Well, you had a hard day at work, but now you're finally done. You said to yourself, let's watch a film, but you don't want to do it alone. So please don't worry, there's no need to fret, cause you've got friends on the internet.
That's us.
Just mash play when we say it's three friends and a movie. Three friends.
Guys, we're not really watching BMX Bandits, are we?
Wow. That was like the first thing out of your mouth, huh? That we're not going to watch BMX Bandits?
Are we?
We're watching BMX Bandits because Mike picked it.
He picked the sequel the last time.
He did pick the sequel,
that
and it should totally be my turn, but I've got some big news.
Uh-oh.
I got three ninjas.
Woo!
So, ladies and gentlemen, the first time you're going to hear it, in March, we are doing four Three Ninjas flicks. One a week, so.
Four strands of rope.
Four pretty all right movies.
Well, one pretty all right movie and three sequels.
Yeah.
What was the other one with?
With what?
No, maybe that is the one. Never mind. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Spoilers.
So, I also like when Mike said, let's watch BMX Bandits. I saw Paddington on Tuesday. And that's Nicole Kidman's latest film. Mm-hmm. And this is Nicole Kidman's first film.
I see.
So, you know, it like kind of ties together.
Is she plucky in Paddington?
No, she crazy taxidermist who wants to kill him. That's from
spoilers.
The trailers. That's
spoilers.
She says, I'm a taxidermist.
Spoilers.
I guess is a spoiler.
That she wants to kill him?
Yeah. And stuff him.
I mean, it follows logically.
Why
else would there be a taxidermist in that film except for to be the villain?
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't put a taxidermist in a
like
movie.
Like a friendly taxidermist who helps him overcome his travails. Like, that doesn't make sense.
But, like, you got a talking bear. Why would you stuff it and just make it like any other teddy bear?
Yeah.
Sometimes to preserve the specialness, Devin, you have to take the specialness away.
Oh, wow.
That sounds awful.
Most frightening words you've ever said.
No child left behind.
We got
like
all political on this one.
In The Incredibles.
Yeah, with with the fearsome ginger. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Jason Lee as
Gizmo Man.
Syndrome. All right.
I thought his name was Superboy.
No, he wanted to be Incredible Boy, but
that's what.
But he was shot down.
And was his name Buddy or Bucky? Like
Buddy,
I know it was
Buddy.
Like,
Buddy.
Yeah.
He had all of the. He had like the chin of a million Jay Leno's.
Yes. All right. Before we go any further off topic, we don't have that. We got BMX Bandits. It's on Netflix. And since Mike picked it, he's going to tell you when to hit play.
Don't mash it.
Just press it once.
Press it once.
Nicely.
Gently.
All right. Now.
Yay. They got helmets and they got walkie-talkies. BMX Bandits.
They're not the same thing. They're separate.
Oh, God.
Why is the gong silent?
Do we have to turn it up?
I don't know. Or is it like, is it supposed to be messing with our minds?
No, you don't have
to
turn it.
Oh, God, that's too loud.
Yeah, that
would
be
sufficient.
It was
a silent gong for meditation or some shit. Who knows?
For cinema.
Also, if you don't know what we're talking about, you're not synced up right. Start over. Rewind the podcast. Dorothy.
I don't.
How did you know it was Dorothy?
She's the only
one.
Oh,
my God. I love it. David arguably the best David. Oof. Nicole Kidman, third billing.
In her first film.
Lady in the 80s.
Good for her.
Angelo D'Angelo.
It's like, we're Mario. We're the Mario brothers. My first name is Mario.
Brian Marshall as.
This is my.
Duh, boss.
This is my brother, Mario. Hi,
I'm Luigi
Mario.
We should watch that movie.
That movie is kind of awesome. It's so bad it's good.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it's so bad it's bad, but you got to watch it anyways.
I really like John Leguizamo, too.
Oh, John Leguizamo, like,
out of
nowhere.
Chef? So good. Yeah, dude.
You saw Chef?
Yeah.
How good was Chef, guys?
It was so fucking good.
So fucking good.
That was going to be my number one movie of the year, and then I saw John Wick. John Wick was good.
Apparently. Okay.
Saw it 3 times in theaters. Just saying.
Now, how do you count that in your movie-going pantheon? Does it count once or 3 times? It
counts once.
Wow, so you really liked it.
Yeah, I really did like it.
Is this going to be like
Oh my god, they're color-coded like we're color-coded. Yeah,
Double Dragon. Isn't this river flammable? Oh my god, we should watch Double Dragons with fucking Scott Wolf.
Oh my goodness, that movie is ridiculous.
The river is flammable.
Of course, they're in Detroit. They're not in Detroit in this movie. We should probably... I love that they're color-coded.
Well, it's because they're bandits.
I hope Nicole Kidman is the
Oh, they're going backwards. How are they doing that?
How can they be steering?
With magic.
Butt magic.
Just think of that, like, these guys are pulling off, like, insane tricks for the 80s.
And now like, nowadays, so
like, this is like toddlers. Like, put like, a toddler on a bike, they'll be like, oh, you mean, like, pull a wheelie? Okay.
Stand up on my bicycle seat and don't steer?
Yeah. Oh, do this trick slowly enough that I can just step off the bike, keep walking, turn around, and get back on? Okay. Like.
Guys, listen to music. It's epic.
Oh, right. Toddler epic.
It's so epic. They have to wear face guards, okay?
Those face guards are so cool. They look like they're going to, like, rob a store.
Oh, man. I was thinking they just had cups and they didn't know what to do with them. Face cup.
No. They bought those specifically for that purpose. Hey, it's red bike guy and blue bike guy. They're here earlier than usual.
Those fucking assholes.
They're at a lake. They are not at the ocean.
I thought it was in Australia. They have lakes in Australia?
Australia.
Is it Australia? Why is it
Australia? I assumed it was Australia because isn't Nicole Kidman Australian?
Yes. And she was a plucky teen, so it would make sense that it was still...
In her
homeland.
Oh, like
Mad Max?
Yeah.
Mad Max. Look at that guy's mustache. What does he think he is? John fucking Waters?
That'd be crazy. DeBrank, you're a late blonde lady.
All right. Devoin it ain't. Patricia Arquette? Who was that?
That'd be crazy, huh?
Yeah, that'd be something. Piggies. Piggies? Which little piggy has to stay home?
I think probably the one in the driver's seat. Ugh, I hate this job. Says Robert Downey Jr.'s Australian look-alike.
Oh, is it Robert Uppy Sr.? Because, you know.
No, we all saw what you did there, shooting. Great job.
You know.
It was such a great job, she had to give you compliment.
Why doesn't he have a pig man?
He's the wolf.
He's a big bad wolf.
He's going to huff and puff and blow your house down there.
I think you mean gun it and drive through the door.
Oh, man. Oh,
called
did you
it.
Have the, was that a Pontiac?
Yes. It's got the Pontiac symbol.
It does.
He's driving right through the front.
You bought a Pontiac Aztec? Yeah.
Called it.
Because
he put on the wolf mask. Get it?
And then blew down the house, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the house made of glass, apparently.
That's what the fourth pig made it out of? And they're like, you probably should have shown Stone's fourth
pig. Yeah.
Fill this up. Oh, man.
We're Australian.
They took the trash. Oh, man. They're pigs, too. That's not a lot of money that they got. That's a big trash bag. It is not. There's not a lot of money in that. I guess we could afford to buy a van just to drive it through glass while robbing a bank.
Yeah, you know. You're a woman. You have to stay here.
And watch the children. Oh, God.
Look at them pedaling. They're just trying so hard.
That's the first tenet of being a BMX bandit.
You have to
try
so hard.
Never say
die.
They
also just switched where they were. That's Goonies.
Oh, damn it. I always get those two confused.
They made a BMX Goonies movie? That's weird.
I think that's what we're watching, right?
Get
the hell out of our way.
Oh, somebody's going up that ramp. Shit's getting real. Somebody's going up that ramp.
All right. Call it. Blue or red? Who's going over the ramp?
Oh, that guy's dressed like Captain America. Blue's going over the ramp.
Both of them, apparently.
You
Dang
son.
It, that was my blow-up doll.
Ooh.
That was some cheek.
That was...
It was some a, cheek.
They're going to give him a mannequin. It's funny because generally they don't do that. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
You push bikes.
You push bikes.
Oh,
is that because they're fixed
right?
gear? Is that?
I think it's because they were non-motorized.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike, that's pretty clever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're Australians. You don't have to try hard.
Kumite. Idea.
What the hell are we saying?
I feel like I'm watching H2O.
A just
that
accent
war.
Instead of an Aussie accent.
Oi.
All I got.
Oh, hey, Cat.
Hey, Cat.
Do you
want
to talk on the thing?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
He didn't. He didn't want to talk. And we're all going to... I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Oh, is this their chunky nemesis, Chunk?
No. It's just...
No, it's their friend that they
it's
don't want to...
Yeah. He's wearing yellow and purple.
Mm-hmm. Actually a friend of theirs, but they don't ever, you know, they're always giving him a hard time and not actually admitting
he's like
friends.
Chet to the Hardy Boys. Holy shit.
Yep. Plucky teenager.
He's got a solar sports radio.
Oh, so he's just a piece of shit.
He's pretty much the bad guy from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. So they're totally not friends.
Oh,
you
dick.
Fucking dickhead. As grocers, I'm sure that affects you more than it offends me. Oh, get out of here, Wario. Uh-oh.
Good thing he's got that face helmet
that
on.
Seemed a bit.
Oh, look how short those shorts are.
Look, she is wearing green. It's crazy.
Like Nicole
Kidman. Duh. That's all I have to say to that.
The audience at home might not know that Mike's got the green mic.
All right, yeah. Because Mike's not in a logo yet. We'll get there, Mikey.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We got to take those pictures. It's all right. I can soup your bike up.
With this frizz.
Let's drink milk.
It's not frizz, it's pluck.
Multiple dandruff.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, it's an old S-type Jag. Although, in this case, it's probably brand new.
Chop shop, Kumite,
Christmas
paint this
later?
Car,
wicked blue. That was a wicked blue color car.
It
you
was.
You can't be smoking while you're doing fucking spray painting.
Why not?
That's
it's just highly flammable.
Yeah.
I think you did it bad, guys.
Yeah, they do what they want.
Don't tell them ways to not accidentally kill themselves.
Well, we know they're not going to because otherwise this would be a very short film.
Dude, and... Also, we now know the weakness of the BMX bandits is shopping carts.
So how much you want to bet that's coming up again?
Oh.
That guy kind of looks like Chuck Norris.
Tax free, that's not bad. Yeah, we're gonna claim.
How do I claim under the table wages?
How do I claim my bank robbery takings?
Is that under, like, gambling winnings? Slap him. Oh, right upside his behead.
This guy does not look like the kind of guy who needs to rob banks. Like, I bet he owns a company, too.
Don't those silver shoes fool you?
Maybe he owns a different bank.
Oh.
He's just diversifying his holdings.
Oh, my God. He's like Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life. I'll shut down every bank in town.
I'll steal their deposits and blame it on their senile uncles.
Well, to be fair, the senile uncle gives him the money.
It was a crime of opportunity.
If the guy had a heart and a soul, he would be like, you accidentally gave me
$8,000. It's true.
But he doesn't.
Oh, the Bailey building and loan.
Merry Christmas, y'all, building and loan. That's my Jimmy Stewart.
It's...
Is that a police
a
scanner?
Radio?
I think it
yeah.
is. I feel like this guy did some other movie later on in life, too.
Like a shitty porno, which is actually loosely based on this story, but without the children?
BMXXX Bandits.
I'm just saying.
One guy's got a blue dick.
You want to ride on my handlebar? Mustache.
Let's do it backwards.
Let me show you how I pop a wheelie. I don't even know what this means.
Oh no, shopping carts. I was almost there.
I'm gonna let you finish.
These shotguns hold 3 shells.
Is that so? I wasn't paying attention.
No, he just shot a shotgun because I feel like that's the same harbor from that show H2O, Just Add Water. I like Australian teenage shows.
Apparently.
Is that the one about the mermaids?
Yeah. There's a Netflix original series about it, too. It's a continuation. It's pretty good. I haven't seen Orange is the New Black, but I've seen Mako Mermaids. Yeah, you hear that? She's not coming, I might.
We're just going to have to try harder then, ain't we?
Oh, maybe we can get our pet kangaroo to come and stuff it in its pouch.
What?
I'm being racist to Australians.
Yeah.
Assuming that their mascot is a kangaroo.
Maybe it's a wallaby. Or a dingo.
Yeah, why do so many animals have pouches in Australia? It's weird.
Because it's hot.
That doesn't make sense.
Actually, because Australia is its own continent, it developed an unusually high amount of marsupials. It's a feature of it being an isolated evolutionary development.
Wow. Thanks, Darwin.
Still weird.
I like
weird.
This music right now.
It's like weird MIDI madrigal.
Yeah, like it's like sneaking into a haunted castle in an NES game.
You wanted real instruments? You've come to the wrong movie, friend. Get out of the 80s if you want to hear that crap.
Real instruments?
Yeah.
Come on. That's Lady Hawk. Let's put like wicked electronic music behind an old medieval movie. That's the coolest shirt.
Who is it?
I don't know. Oh, look at that boat. It's customized.
Does that have, like...
It looks like Conan with a shotgun.
Yeah, but, like, sweet van art, but it's on a boat.
Yeah, it's sweet boat art.
It's on the fiberglass hull of a speedboat.
How much you want to bet they're going to drive right across their dinghy?
Oh, no, my dinghy. They just met her, right?
Yeah, now they're besties. Because okay. they helped her lose her job.
Well, it's more Tubby Lumpkins helped.
I prefer Wario. Oh my god, King Kong. No, that was Naomi Watts.
Damned. Hey-o, there, if there's not, there could be.
Oh.
Are they drinking?
That guy looks like he's fully erect.
Is that a sea
erect.
Soda? Is that a box full of money that they've hidden under the sea?
Are we going to get the best BMX bikes? Oh, that's right, blue guy.
What'd he do?
He just stole that rope. He's like, so it was abandoned.
They stole their loot.
Great boat.
I mean, I kind of feel like that speedboat could probably overtake.
That little, what are those called? They have a name for them.
Dinghies?
The blow-up raft with the shitty outboard motor?
Yeah, the blow-up. It's like, it has a weird name. A Kodiak, is that? Klondike?
You might be.
No, that's solitaire.
What would you do?
A Zodiac.
Yeah.
Oh, something.
Yeah.
Oh no, they know that we took it.
He's gonna drop it and money's gonna fall everywhere.
No, he can handle it, Nikki. I trust him. That was my first mistake. were you trying to do a horn, a bow horn?
Is the other dude pretty much lying down on the front of that boat so it doesn't flip over? Because if that's accurate, that's a terrible design for a boat.
He's playing ship's mast. Thanks, Devin.
I was impressed with sea soda, to be completely honest with you. Man, Death Proof was not a good movie.
No, it was not. Oh, and it had a kiwi.
What did?
Death Proof.
It did have a kiwi.
It had a fucking kiwi. And there's even a whole big drawn-out Aussie joke right at the fucking beginning.
I don't think I know this movie.
It's not very good.
It's not very good at all. Is it cocaine? They don't even get money. They get walkie-talkies.
They were so fucking excited, though.
I know. They're like, you know what most superheroes have? Walkie-talkies. This is what was keeping us from becoming BMX bandits. Yeah.
How did they find them there?
Billy Idol is pissed.
Thank you. I've been waiting for the right moment.
Look how big that antenna is.
Yeah, tiny for the 80s. Oi, who's on this line?
How dare you wish me a good morning?
I was waiting for someone.
I wish you shorts.
I was waiting for someone to mention the shorts.
It's Australia. I don't know about that climate.
Well, now we know about their
fashion
sense.
Oh, AJ! Worst police ever. Oh, this is getting real good, ain't it, Sarge? Wow, like, those kids are not like, this is incredible. We can hear you across Australia.
Women.
The BMX bandits. Did he just eat a peanut with a shell on? Nice try, Wario.
Somebody's getting capped.
No one can die in this movie, Nikki.
Why
it's
not?
Got plucky teenagers. You can't kill people in a movie with plucky teenagers.
Bank robbing criminals are these if they're not going to cap a bitch.
Did they kill anybody in Point Break? Oh, they kill lots of people in Point Break. Forget that I asked that question.
Also, no plucky teenagers.
Keanu Reeves?
I don't think he's.
He got no pluck. Let's be serious.
Oh, that's a good.
Also, not really a teenager.
Isn't he?
He knows Kung Fu, no. You guys. Be careful.
Yeah, I know. And he was in John Wick. I love John Wick.
You mentioned.
I know. That's why I'm trying
to. Are they having a fucking seance? What the hell's going on?
You can't see where you're going with a walkie talkie. You need a candle.
Right now, if you buy one of our walkie-talkies, we'll throw in the walkie candle for free.
That was pretty good.
Man, it's like the sequel to this, that movie with fucking Jenna Elfman and the priest and the rabbi and the rabbi is
Ben
Stiller. And like, I wish I had Jesse's girl and they just fight over her the whole time. Is that what the sequel to this bullshit is?
No, I'm pretty sure that PJ and Nicole Kidman are going to get together because the blue guy is not interested. I'm just
wait, so short shorts?
Yeah, PJ. His name
whatever,
is PJ.
I'm not fucking paying attention.
I know I am, so that I can tell you things like his name is PJ.
Yeah, short shorts.
You got PJ, blue guy, Nicole Kidman.
Hey, you don't know blue guy's name?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever said it.
Hmm. Maybe that guy turns into Richmond. The IT crowd.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? No, he's gonna own his own sports company. Oops.
Oi, one of those stupid twats what stole our business?
I don't know, Paul. Didn't drop the trick. I didn't see him as good as you did, Billy Idol. Did you write a song about it? Maybe give a Red Bull yell.
More.
Yeah, maybe write something else. I don't know what that has to do with finding these teenagers.
White Wedding?
This is it. Oh, not the cemetery.
Oh, man, now we're going to take a weird Buffy the Vampire Slayer turn.
It's not going to be a Buffy the Vampire Slayer turn. That'd be pretty cool, though. Yeah, I could totally see Blue Shirt becoming a vampire.
Really, I would have said Pinky.
His name is PJ.
Yeah, Pinky. Short shorts.
Oh, no, they outsmarted us. Cars can't go over fences. What do?
We left our ramen van in the bank.
Is this Hall and Oates?
Oates and Idle? Hall and Idle?
Well, is Idle
really and Idle?
If you're idle in the hall, you're liable to get detention.
Well, that's silly.
I'm glad that agreed with
that
you.
That one tickled me in a way. That if Loretta tickled me, I would say that's nice. Oh no, they learned how to climb fences and they got pig masks. This music, man.
It's pretty legit.
It's Pigman!
Who needs introductions?
Well, I wish we had our candles still.
But we're outside. We don't need them. Look at all this ambient light.
Fucking Mormons.
All right, the walkie-talkies. Oh, it's proper. That's proper scary shot.
She's gonna scream like a girl.
That. Thank you, Nikki. You said that like you were perturbed, though. Like,
oh,
you...
I'm totally disgusted. Yeah, she's going to scream like a girl. It's going to irritate me.
But she is a girl.
Yeah, but it's going to be that scream queen moment. And they do it in this kid's film so that when it happens in other films, look at their masks.
Alright. Alright, that actually made up for it.
Much less than I was expecting.
And now
why the fuck is there an open grave?
Don't worry about it.
Oh no, the walkies.
Just stay quiet, Nicole Kidman.
It was a rat.
Oh.
Why would he not look down?
I imagine him like accidentally falling in at proximity to it. Like,
right. Well, and
he's
also like
terrible visibility with those.
With the mask on, yeah.
Hey, you got no peripheral vision in those.
Yeah, you skulk about in graveyards and masks a lot, Devin Decker.
No. I just actually wanted to be able to use the word peripheral. That's desecration. I'm a gargoyle.
Stone by day.
Warriors by night. My angel of the night.
The humans have a name for me too, Goliath. They call me Demona.
Oh! I think his name is Goose.
Goose.
You know what that means? He gonna die. Goose and Mad Max dies.
Jump the open grave, and then he'll fall in.
Die. Kinda
yeah,
die.
But then he'll land on Nicole Kidman.
You know what?
Now you're giving away his position.
Wait, we had his real name. How'd they get a cameraman into the open grave?
Well, this is a movie set, so this isn't a documentary. Great. Now both of us are in here. Oh no, now it's up to PJ. God bless you.
No.
We should take our pants off just in case, though.
His name is Goose.
His name is Goose?
Oh, yeah. He's totally dead then. Don't get in a jet plane. Don't die the way that the other goose died in Mad Max. I don't really remember. Motorcycle
don't get
accident.
Cooked. You don't want to be a cooked goose. Who smooched who just then?
I think he tried to smooch her, and now she's like, please.
Oh, they're on the Mikey! They're on the walkie-talkie!
Don't forget that you're being chased by weirdos.
The Fratelli brothers? Maybe this is the prequel to Keeping the Faith. That lady's from something. I know her from something.
Did he just nibble on his ear?
That guy's just like, this is happening all the time. Little bison. Oh, man.
Is it?
Are we?
How did she get that?
Why isn't she the
detective?
Because
they always leave her with the juvenile delinquents.
Oh.
See, they set that up earlier.
Good call.
I'm a drunken guy in Australia, which means I'm any guy in Australia.
All right, good luck.
Oh, he's so much stronger than her.
Yeah, he made that jump on his own.
Sweet, free car. Sell it to you, $50.
Oh, man, maybe we can sell this car to fix up BMX bikes. I would keep the car, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. I want to believe that there's an arcade game for this.
There damn well ought be.
Like.
You gonna fuck with their car?
They're not.
Oh, is he letting the air out of the tires? And that's what that.
Yeah, I think
that's
what that.
Unrealistic hissing is.
Yeah. Maybe he put snakes under the car. Try to get in. Yeah, that makes sense. Checks out.
Is that one Cheech or Chong?
I think that would be Cheech. Oh, no. Stay away.
Why would they didn't have to give him money for a speaking role? I'll never drink again.
Really? If I see that kind of stuff, that's the reason to start drinking.
Well, those tires went empty real fast.
He might have slashed them.
No.
With what? The antenna of his walkie?
It was enough
to poke that guy's eye out.
Yeah, right?
That's what Mike was going to say. Oh, now it's raining. Could this day get any worse?
Well, you always got to carry a can of Fix-A-Flat.
Well, they would have needed two cans in this instance.
Pretty sure they would need four.
And he only did the two tires. Hey, her shirt even says what the name of this movie is.
That's
so
does
all
his. Of them. That's how you keep a low profile, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to believe that that's Nicole
man.
Kidman?
Well, yeah.
She's fucking never done this before? Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah.
Is this Blondie?
That is a man.
That's clearly
a
man, right?
Lie down, boys. She's coming for you.
Oh, man, we're the coolest group of kids on motorcycles that are bicycles.
She's amazing. She scared these girls. I wish my shorts weren't so tight. So ridiculous.
I can't believe what I'm watching.
Can't you?
Three's a crowd. Oh, she wants them both.
Oh.
Chinese finger trap.
Chase and Judy. So wait, they still have walkie-talkies, but they sold walkie-talkies?
They sold all the rest. Like, when they fell and were being chased, they had the rest of them in the bags.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Where's the fucking money?
They spent it all on her bike and their gear and fixing
their
bikes.
Did they get... No, they... Not.
They also got some money.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, there's a little bit of money in here as well. I mean, we didn't see that.
So, did the robbers parlay their bank robbery winnings into...
No, the guy, the businessman...
Sure.
...who owns the other banks...
Right, and the S-Type Jaguar.
Yeah, he was planning a job the day after tomorrow, and those walkie-talkies were required to
They're
do it.
They're integral.
Yeah. Because you can't rob a bank without walkie-talkies. Oh, wait, we did in the first scene of the movie. Oh, man.
I'm about to get kidnapped, boys.
That's a terrible place to hide, that Nicole Kidman. Oh. It's pretty good. That was a pretty good lie that guy just told.
Whoa, was it?
Oh, wow. Miss. I don't understand the Australian legal system, but do they have like a warrant? Like they're just gonna arrest this girl?
Devin, they're not really cops.
I understand that, but like shouldn't she know it?
She's never been in trouble with the police before, so how would she?
Oh, I bet that's why he asked.
Yeah. Oh, now I can do anything I want because you're naive. Oh.
Oh, my God. Freddie Mercury's a dick. They're the worst. He's from the old school and he likes you.
He's totally gonna fuck up that guy's car.
Oh man, he just had it washed.
Had to be done. Was it full of fucking C4? Like,
entirely necessary.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. So,
how did all those other
walkie-talkies
get into circulation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come they're only hearing that part of it? The part that makes the hilarious stuff happen?
I think that's why.
Because hilarity ensues.
Did Commissioner fucking Gordon call them? BS. BMS.
I'm gonna
bandits?
Need more coffee if I keep answering this phone. Where's the woman to do the work for me?
Oh man, they're ruining that golf course. Dun, 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 wow.
All these damn kids with all these damn BMXs. We don't know who to stop and harass.
Blue guy, red guy. Oh man. Like, seriously, this would be the best arcade game ever.
Those are both for him, aren't they?
Is he double fisting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue, red guy. Uh-oh.
Oh, what he does to other people had just happened to him.
What does it say on the back of his shirt? I don't know. Man. I don't know if that's a guy or a lady's legs.
I wish that the listening
audience could see your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
But he's so bumbling. Look at him.
Excuse me.
Now I hate them. Now I'm going to work with the bad guys to get them.
That's really like bad. I shouldn't really go there with a Chaz Bono joke.
Yeah.
How much time is left in this?
Like an hour or two.
Like, this feels like the final chase.
The final countdown?
We are only halfway through, my friends.
We're more than halfway through.
We're
living out there. BMX band is Nikki don't care.
Whoa. Don't break that glass, dude.
Whoa, look at all those props. Landing on the hood.
Oh, they're literally propellers.
Yeah.
I thought you just meant, you know, set pieces.
Enjoyable.
They're literally propellers. Amberjack.
The Amberjack out of Sydney, Australia. It's a real delight. Can't come on my boat. I don't give you permission.
I don't think that's how vampires work. Or boats.
Yeah, what constitutes a residence of vampire rules? What are you going to do, Marty McFly's dad with blonde hair?
What the fuck took him so long?
He got karate elbowed in the chest.
Yeah, he got
chest.
An elbow in the chest. Haven't you ever been elbowed in the chest?
It's a karate elbow. It's different.
Oh, no!
Oh, I was hoping they were going to run into each other. Get in your Zodiac.
She's in a fucking rowboat.
She did not untie.
She did not pull up anchor.
Wow, She still looks like she looks now.
She is tied to that fucking boat.
Yeah. Moron.
Did he just nyuck?
Yeah.
Nyuck?
Yep. He had every right to.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull it in slow. Yeah. Make me forget my troubles.
Oh, this could be convenient. Oh no, it's the BMX bandits. More heroes.
Do you really think bandits listen to the
wall? Are they gonna kung fu? What the fuck, man?
Yeah,
that was absurd. Not a like. Let's throw pallets at them.
Why didn't you beat them to death with those oars?
Because they're bandits, not murderers.
Or conk somebody with a fire extinguisher.
Still bandits, not murderers.
Wow, she's as fast running as they are on their bikes.
They're going easy on
it. Yeah, they're keeping pace, right?
Yeah.
Good thing her name's on her helmet so everyone knows who it was.
Powder Puff?
Judy.
No, it says Judy. It's or Julie. Whatever her real
name
is.
Her name is Judy. Judy, Jude. Oh, Jude.
He just ran out of his hat.
No, come forward. Hit me with the car.
What?
These guys are like...
The bumbling.
The Two Stooges?
Yeah, like, I don't even understand. Like, we watched them rob a bank, right?
Apparently, it's easier in Australia.
Whoa.
Whoa, that was so cool.
Some pretty legit sound effects.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, why didn't we go on
the main
road?
They're gonna have to go off track, guys!
Which... They were to begin with, and then they got on the road. Why didn't they just stay off of it?
Guys, just break. Oh, man. Please go down a water slide on a bike.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for, too.
I'm gonna get back in the car because, you know, I'm a genius.
Oh no!
Or are they just gonna slow? Yeah.
They wouldn't fit, Devin. They were close to water slides.
It was a good way to destroy a BMX bike.
No, they're waterproof.
But what
also,
if
the tires will act as a flotation device.
But
also. What, lamest the... way to go down a water slide.
What if the chains rust up, though?
What if, because of the weight of the bikes, they crash into the previous rider? Like, the person who's just in there in a tube or whatever.
That'd be hilarious, then.
Like, that would be great. Yeah, like, they'd be moving a lot faster,
they
right?
have the weight of the bike in front of them, I mean...
Well, that kid's a little shit.
He's like, I'm not even going on this slide. I'm just pushing.
You just look
down.
Like an asshole standing by a water slide fully dressed.
Well, I mean, the camera guy's keeping up with him, so
I mean, this
it
is
can't
absurd.
Be that heavy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is absurd. This is where the movie gets absurd for you, Devin.
Yep. And they all landed at the same time but started at different times.
The tubes are different lengths.
Oh, Mike. Why are you always defending water slides?
Wonder how many times that man had to go fully dressed down that water slide so they could get all the different shots.
12.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. It's just funny because of how many...
Are they dry?
No, they're soaking wet.
All right.
It's funny. Look, I told you he's just going to get in the car.
He's a bad driver.
I like that every time they get out of the car, like, cans garbage falls out.
They had already fallen in the water.
Wait a minute. What water park starts at the top and then moves you down to a point that's first? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, there's
like
there's
actually
problem.
Goes down a hill?
Yeah.
That one?
In Australia, the guiding principle of water parks is to work with the natural landscaping around you.
How do you get back up?
The stairs.
Oh.
You take a ski lift. They have no need for ski lifts in Australia, so they had to repurpose them.
So why would they have been there to begin with if there was no need?
Imported.
They used to be a large ski population, but then due to global warming and climate shift...
Because of all that, they had to Mad Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after Mad Max saved the day, they built water parks.
Oh, I missed whatever.
They just took
a jump off
the beetle.
Buggy.
It's a beetle.
Oh, now
we're trying to play.
Rugby.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Carrying.
No, he's moving.
Well, I don't. Yeah, but he's not, you know.
I was going to say, isn't that entirely allowed in rugby?
I have no idea.
Having kids on bikes come in for your team?
No, carrying the ball and running it.
It's a little known rugby rule.
Yeah. You can only do it once per game, though.
And you can't know the kids.
That's what makes it so impressive.
Seems like kind of an esoteric rule, eh, boss? Trust me, we're going to want to write it down.
Again, why are they on streets?
Are they going in a supermarket? And by supermarket, I mean a mall.
We're going to have some Blues Brothers shit happening now?
I hope so. Yep.
Oh, this poor priest.
Oh no, his sand art booth.
You know, you can't be operating your push bikes in this plaza.
Oh, no.
You can't be operating your drive car in this plaza.
Drive car.
Also, how do they keep catching up like that?
They have the slowest bike riders ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, sweet. Fun.
Thank God.
What was that even doing there? For why?
For that.
For that. That guy got hit by water a couple of times.
There was
no need for that, son.
Where did all the rest of the baddies go? Weren't there more baddies in the beginning?
Yeah, but these two were sent to get the walkie-talkies. And when they failed...
Why would you send the mongoloids?
Is that because that's like how could they screw up getting walkie talkies from the ocean? You know, at the bottom of all those mattresses is one single pee. Can you feel it,
princess?
Well, that
why
bad
didn't
luck,
that
boys.
Ladder have a center brace?
Because
otherwise,
it'd
be too tall. That dude's totally dead. He's just got electrocuted.
No, he's still kicking.
Well, it's
Puffin's choice. You are the worst BMX biker ever.
Oh, sweet. Free pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Did you just say Fritza?
Maybe.
That's amazing.
One of those guys is going to wear that pizza instead.
Fritza.
Oh, those kids are going to get blamed for that, don't you know?
Damn it!
Wow, now I want to be a bandit when I grow up.
Well, maybe when you're older.
That's why I said when I grow up.
Maybe when you're older.
So is this lit, like literally going to be 40 minutes of
them getting chased? I think so.
Awesome.
How you feel about that, father? What other thing could they race through?
Industrial Park.
It's like gone in 60 seconds. Hope that their car gets hit by a wrecking ball.
Oh, Eleanor.
Oh.
Goose!
Oh, man. Oh, they're in
an old airplane hangar?
Yeah, and his name is Goose.
Oh, he's totally dead.
PJ, do us a favor and never talk again. How do they keep catching them?
It's bullshit is what it is.
Mike, stop defending being out of his
I just really appreciate the realism of the film.
That's true. Like, just because you ran away from somebody.
To be fair, Mike got really high before we started watching this. Like he is just fucking. He fucking ate a bunch of Quaaludes.
I thought those were Smarties. I saw him over there eating trash candy, and I'm like, I don't want none of that. Those are Quaaludes.
Oh yeah, candy.
You son of a bitch. Nikki, are you okay? Because you have tiny particles of pineapple. I don't want you to choke. How tall is Nikki? I don't know if he's like, all right, you're good. You're going to like move out of the way. I'm trying to say. Don't make that face.
I snorted pineapple.
Mike, you got real mad at me for insinuating that you didn't care about Nikki. Everyone knows you care about Nikki.
How have we not caught them yet?
Plot.
Quaaludes.
I guess the time you were in Necco wafers, that was acid.
Mm-hmm. Big fucking dabs of acid. Again, why do they keep going on the road?
Yeah, the whole point of those BMX bikes is that they can be on things that are not roads. Maybe their legs are tired.
From doing that? I bet that's fucking hell on your knees.
Oh, man. Tomorrow morning, their thighs are going to be so sore.
Does he not have a license? Has he never driven a
car? I have to be honest with you. Like,
stick?
I think it's supposed to be a stick because he said something about leaving the handbrake on.
The blonde guy you'd think would be more capable.
What?
Really? Is that what they say about blondes?
No, he's just able to shave.
Touche.
Maybe he outsources.
Oh, God. being a barber, huh? Shaving people.
I wonder if those castrol containers actually contain flammable materials.
Just think how bad they're going to feel when they actually murder one of these kids. Oh. Like, oh, we were
just playing. They're all wearing Vans off the wall shoes.
Obvi. How do you think those got popular, Devin?
Australia.
Last time's at Richmond High.
Where do you think they got the idea?
I don't know. When did this movie come out?
They aren't watching where they're going.
No, they're too busy having a love quarrel.
Oh, they're at that construction site that exploded the car.
That was a dock.
Whatever.
Well, it's probably a port, but...
Man, he dropped the thing on the dude's car and it exploded, and they just crashed into the said car.
No, that was at a port.
Yeah, but it was a smashed car that looked like it was on fire, and they drove into it.
Oh, I think you're building connections.
No, I was there. I seen it. Are they getting away now?
Totally going
fucking
back.
Finally?
No, don't go back. We can't
later.
Go back. Whoa.
They're so soundtrack for this
whole movie. And Goose missed it.
You know those tubes you can get as cheap prizes places where they go roar, and then you turn them over.
Woo! That's awesome.
Yes.
Fucking riding the I-beams, man. Before it became a euphemism.
What's it a euphemism for?
Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
Don't worry about it?
I'm already worried about it.
Yeah, you...
Maybe it's a police. Maybe it's a Fratelli's.
King of Pain. That's the police.
Car's still fine. It's good. Ooh, shooters.
Why? Why are walkie-talkies the thing that your plan hinges on? Are they the walkie-talkies from E.T. that can shoot bullets? Seriously.
Wait. What?
Oh, in E.T., know how the people had guns originally in 1982?
No.
When they re-released them, Steven Spielberg replaced all the guns with walkie-talkies.
What does he think he is, George fucking Lucas?
They're apparently best friends.
They would be.
That's, you know.
Hey, look, Tubby's eating again.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, now I can get back at him for smashing me ice cream. After I got
murder
one of them.
Murder of a judge. $200,000 reward. You kill a judge.
That's more than $200,000.
If they turned themselves in, have they really been apprehended?
Spin.
Well, it's implied the fat kid read them out. Not that they turned themselves in.
I had to try it. Like, what if you gave us another chance? Like, you won't happen upon smuggled goods. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Well, we need to get more of those walkie-talkies.
All we have to do is break the law.
Is it Rosanna Arquette? Is that who the blonde is?
How many Arquettes are there?
There are far too many Arquettes. Patricia Arquette was on CBS Sunday Morning this past Sunday talking about how she has like 7 brothers and sisters.
Oh.
I think that might be Rosanna Arquette. All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes.
Wait, is that about her?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even if it is, I don't actually care. They're re-stealing the stolen property.
Because that's how they're going to track them.
All right,
is
lads.
Is there a BMX...
Downhill?
Showdown?
Yeah, that's why they're the BMX bandits. Oh, no. It's like the end of Ally G in the house where they got all the gangs.
When did they rewrap it? He just wasted your ammo, dude.
He's not going into battle. He's a general.
Oh, yeah. Lead from the back.
What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? Irrelevant.
Oh, no. Things are afoot.
You should have helmets on, BMX bandits.
No, now that's just to show that it's the kids. Once they have helmets on, it's the stunt riders.
We can make our own BMX track, guys. We'll call it BMX Wonder World. Here's the thing, though. She's like a pretty strong, independent female character. Considering the time.
So, yeah, sure, so far, yeah.
So, like, it's weird that, like, now she's the damsel in distress.
After she kung-fu-elbowed him.
They probably weren't allowed to finish the movie until that happened. Also, is their sunroof just plexiglass?
Yeah. Well, it's, like, awesome. It's, like,
it looks like it's homemade.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Bow. Wow. Bow. Bow. That kid didn't say anything. That was all ADR.
Half of what the goons were saying and doing through that whole chase scene was...
I kind of like the movie thing where, like, oh, Mike, this movie kind of reminds me of that movie, Kids on Bikes in Australia.
What? Isn't that this movie?
No. Yeah. It's this movie.
Jerk.
Oh, poor Vic. Just in case you missed that, they're heading north past the lagoon.
Oh, thanks, Unit 3.
Hit that pole. Oh. What? No. I would love to see the call for extras.
Yeah.
Do you own a BMX bike? Can you ride it? Call him and run. Oh my gosh. It's kind of like the end of Too Fast, Too Furious where all the cars are driving.
Oh. You mean like every Fast and Furious movie?
No, but like they deliberately send out a bunch of decoy cars so that the real cars can get away.
Just go, man. Just go.
About your
guys, you were supposed
talkies.
To stay out of sight.
Oh my gosh.
Why is that happening?
Static.
You know, but that's not good.
No. But I'm pretty sure it's in the transfer.
Beat the shit out of a bunch of 10-year-olds? Is that what I'm to believe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, like, how has she not gotten backhanded yet? I'm just saying.
It's a movie. Throw the flower! Did they at least call the police? Like,
doubt it.
This is ridiculous. I'm pretty sure the arm would have broken.
Well, somebody brought their dad's fishing nets.
Man, Ross from Friends.
Where'd they get so much flour?
She used to work at a grocery store. It's very easy to steal from grocery stores. Only flour, though. Gosh. They're getting away, guys. Doing a pretty shit-ass job saving your friend. Wow, this movie.
Yeah? Come on, a little harder. You're gonna want it, PJ.
Goose.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, come on, buddy. You got it. Come on, buddy.
He's in peak physical condition from all that BMXing.
If anything, he would have way less arm strength and probably would have fallen off the back of that truck.
Whoa. I kind of want, like, colored tires on a bike now. I guess I want another bike. Can we become BMX bandits?
All right.
Really?
We need walkies.
You were going to say no.
We're going to need walkies and BMX bikes.
You're going to need a frizzy wig, sweetie.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's fair. He does not have that much flour on him. He has like one little patch on his face.
Goose. Oh, is that short for mongoose? And that's why there's stickers all over his mongoose bike.
That might be I don't know.
You know why I named my printer Bob Marley?
Why?
It's always jamming.
I'm jamming.
Oh, Quincy.
Ooh, China Bear. Without your BMX bikes, you're just bandits. This is like Bad Dudes.
Luckily, this lorry has hang-on rails all along the roof.
Why'd you say lorry?
Because Australia.
Oh, that's fair.
Foam fertilizer?
Foam fertilizer. That's cotton, though. That's not really...
Also, it's implied that the hose is attached to that thing. That wasn't spinning. It had like a big fan that was just sitting there.
Yeah. This is making no sense.
Also, this would have rolled over by now. It just would have.
The lorry?
Yeah.
No, they got kids for counterbalance. It's fine.
No, she's like right. It probably would have.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now, Goose?
Flower.
They've got provisions in their packs. Also, they're really going out of their way for a girl they just met like 2 days ago.
Exactly 2 days ago. Like, that's the other thing. This movie does not take place over a long span of time. Why wouldn't they have just killed her by now?
That's what I'm... Oh, what a terrible idea!
Now you're all gonna die.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, look, bubbles.
It's all right. It's good for the plants.
They just put a bunch of sour cream on vinegar. And baking soda.
Yeah, now you can have so many pratfalls. It'd be great. Oh, look at my big hose. It's spray everywhere.
Why would you drive into the foam? I guess because it's just foam, right?
It's just bubbles.
Tiny bubbles in the street.
If it were actually a petroleum-based fertilizer, they would all be terribly burned right now.
Nah, petroleum's good for you. Da, 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 da. Hey, look, they got their own park. Bum, now they're not bandits. Hey, look, mongoose. Bum, totally bum, why they call them goose. Good thing it took us that whole movie to figure that out.
This is, sounds like the song from Top Gun. Dinner.
Yeah. You mean like it's a movie from the 80s?
It's a different song, but it like... Da, 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 da. Da, da. Oh, man, they were able to build their own BMX track. So, literally, they led the bad guys into a foam
The stunts in this film were performed by professional stunt riders. For your own safety, please do not imitate.
I guess that's why I didn't call the movie The Imitation Game.
Really? You really turned that around?
Ooh, Whitey and Mustache.
The boss.
Goose.
Constable.
Buxom Lady was played by Tracy Wallace.
I will the vicar.
Fat, fat kid. Anthony Elifasi.
I wonder if that's a fat kid who pushed the dude down the slide. Wonder if he ever worked in film again, or if that's his only casting is Fat Kid.
Oh, I'm
sure. Imagine like your resume just says, "I was the fat kid in BMX Bandits."
I'm sure he has a successful personal fitness empire now.
I bet Alifasi. I mean, that sounds like a name that I've heard before. We love BMX. Love Judy.
Judy,
she's
on her
got
ass.
Her name written on her butt before it was cool. I want to make sure everybody.
That's
knows
how we
who
got
I
from
am.
Judy to juicy.
Oh my gosh, it's like the same word. BMX.
It's buttception.
Kumite! Kumite! BMX!
BMX! Bandits!
Oh, man. Well, that was...
That was awful.
Kumite!
That was fucking Kumite. Terrible.
Everyone is welcome.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. But if I were gonna rate this title... one...
I wish there were 6 stars I could give it.
Oh,
7 stars.
BMS Bandits. Oh, so Judy won the big prize.
Because she's...
Is that a euphemism we're using for PJ's dick?
Hey, make it big again.
What?
Make it big again. You got like a still frame of...
No, that's just starting the movie over.
No!
All right, everyone hit play again.
No.
Everyone hit play again.
Oh, gosh. Mike's got to confirm that it was the same place.
Totes happened.
Gosh.
We're almost there.
Someone flushed a toilet into your apartment above us.
That will happen from time to time.
Da, 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 da.
It's the dripping inside the wall that's what I find most disconcerting.
Yeah, right? It's just a cloud of dust underneath my feet. There's a raging fire in my heart tonight. That's the song from Top Gun. That's the song that plays over the credits of Top Gun. And it's the same music as in the BMX Bandits song. There's a raging fire in my heart tonight. No.
All right, ready? You ready?
I'm so, okay,
you
yeah.
Ready?
So there's the water, so that confirms your idea that it was some sort of port. Seven.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
All right, here they go. Here
but
they go.
But I mean, like, that looks like a port.
Oh, no, we're being chased.
Kumite!
That is totally such
a
dude. No, the pink shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
that was, like,
if
an
you're
even better
at home,
shot.
There should be about 1 hour and 6 minutes into the movie. Hour 7:16. This is where Nikki said, I wonder if that Castrol actually has flammable material in it.
Mm-hmm. And it does. So there's the big crane.
Yep, that's a big crane.
Man, like the worst driver. That car would be stopped by now. I'm sorry. Like, I'm
it's
not like
so realistic though.
Dominoes.
Look, cause
that
look,
is the
smashed
ruined
out.
That is the wedding. Smashed down car.
You're
Devin,
welcome.
Devin Decker says sorry to Mike.
Boom.
But you know what? My sorry is taken back.
You know what? I'm giving this 5 stars.
Why?
It's no, because it's happened. It's been confirmed forever. You're welcome.
Now the recommendations are all going to be like that. They think that you're going to give Friends 1 star because you gave BMX Bandits 5.
That's yeah, but why wouldn't I give Friends 1 star?
That's a good point.
It was Friends.
It happened. We're done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I hated BMX Bandits.
Also, it's from 2003?
No, it ran until 2003.
Okay.
All right. Anything to say on BMX Bandits, Nikki?
You know. I don't think... Is that what the BMX Bandits did when they grew up? Is, like, moved...
They became
into shitty,
friends?
Shitty apartment.
Okay, and I guess in that situation...
Also, was the apartment from Friends the same as the one from Donna and Greg?
No.
Feels, Donna and Greg?
Yeah, I understand why you would think that, but
yeah.
No.
Feels like
it
should be.
All right.
I thought they just reused the
They're
set.
They're both full of whimsy.
Yes. They're totally both full of whimsy. All right. Does anyone have anything to add before?
I don't
sorry,
think so.
Sorry, Dorothy.
Cat's busy.
Yeah. Sorry we made you watch BMX Bandits.
Let's try the cat.
But you
not.
Know what? They can't be great. But, I mean, part of it was fun. But then,
like,
I'm
the Kumite. The Kumite was great.
Like the
yeah, the Kumite was definitely the best part of that movie. All right. So until next time, I'm Devin Decker.
I'm Mike. And that's Nikki.
He's
trying
not
to
doing it.
Yeah, that's Nikki.
The,
talking to the cat.
Also, the cat's here.
And this
you
is Three Friends
him.
In a Movie, BMX Bandits Edition.
I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm not.